Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got to dispel some bad information that's floating around out there. I have to be very upfront and honest with you. I have been looking through the internet. I have been doing a lot of reviews of real estate investing information that's out there right now. I mean, stuff that you can go find. And I'll tell you what I'm reading, it really scares me. It scares me to no end. There are people out there that really don't have any experience in real estate investing that are trying to advise you on how to get started and what real estate investing looks like. Yeah, I'm almost at a loss of words, and I'll tell you what, to do radio without words, now that would be difficult. So let me just give you the God's honest truth about what is really important, the things that you need to do in order to invest in real estate. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into one of these articles, and I'm going to tell you what they said, and then I'm going to give you my response to it, and we're just going to have fun kind of tearing this thing apart. But are you ready? I know you're ready. So the first thing you have to do, it's a five-step process, okay? I'm just going to give you the Lifestyles Unlimited five-step process. The first thing you have to do is you have to get an education. You have to understand real estate investing. You have to understand the proper modalities to invest in. And when I say modalities, I mean this. I mean you have to select the right asset classes. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we invest in only two asset classes. The first one is single family properties. Those are a collection of single-family homes, duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. They don't include condos. We don't like townhomes. And there are reasons why we don't like those things. The other modality is multifamily residential income-producing properties. These are properties that consist of a minimum of 5 units of rental property on up to as big as you want to go. The reason we like those two asset classes is because they have proven time after time after time, and especially during this whole coronavirus situation, that they have the ability to produce great returns for you as an investor. And when I say great returns, I mean this. I mean, there are 5 different ways we make money in real estate. Now, technically, there's a 6th way. There is a sixth way, but it only works in multifamily properties. It's called forced appreciation. Now, the 5 ways, if you're wondering, if you've never heard the show before, if you've never heard me talk about the 5 different ways we make money in real estate, I'll just tell you what they are. The first one is cash flow. Real estate, when invested correctly, has the ability to return cash flow on a monthly or a quarterly basis to you as a return on your investment. And that is money that you can use to offset your ordinary living expenses. And when you have enough of that passive income coming in that it offsets your ordinary expenses, you have reached our definition of retirement, meaning it's up to you whether you choose to go back to work or not. It's as simple as that. And it all starts with a proper education. Everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is focused on educating you as a real estate investor. And it's not just show up, attend a seminar, and then go away. We want you to come back and attend our Financial Freedom Seminar as many times as you feel is necessary in order to grasp all of the topics, to understand all of the concepts. And more importantly, we add continuing education on top of all of that, because there are things that happen in the real estate world. There are things that change over time. I mean, there's different things out there that occur that you need to be aware of. You know, like the current situation on what's going on with evictions. You need to know what the current policies are. And I will tell you this, 3 days ago, the status on whether you could evict a resident that was not in compliance with their lease has changed as of today. Yeah. So, and I'm not going to get into all that stuff. That's not my point here. But my point is this, you have to get an education. And on top of that, you must have a mentor. Whether you solicit the services of somebody as a mentor, in other words, you go out and you find somebody who has been there, done that, got the t-shirt, knows the way forward, who can help you get there too, or you join an organization that provides dedicated mentoring services that's available to you. And it's not a one-time event. It's as many times as you need access to that person. Mentors will make the difference between whether you are successful or you're not. I'm here to tell you. The other thing you have to do is you have to build a team. You have to find the right real estate professionals. You have to find the right real estate attorneys, the right real estate CPAs, the right general contractors, the right foundation people, the right roofing people, the right people to be on your team. And once you get all that together, you sit down and you focus on your goals and objectives. Where do you want to get to? How do you plan to get there? And this is where your mentor really comes in, because they can help you shape that. And all of that is designed to get you to the fifth step, which is getting into your first deal. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into this article about, well, how to invest in real estate. And we're just going to pick it apart. We'll be back right after this.
What can Lifestyles Unlimited do for you?
Our mission at Lifestyles Unlimited is to help individuals change their lives for the better by creating passive income through real estate investing. Singular focus of the entire organization.
The other thing that's interesting is that everybody that works for us has either come from the property management industry itself or has come from being an entrepreneur and has done it themselves. You're not getting anything but a straightforward approach to what we do, just hands-on type of stuff from people that do it. One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
You can register for that.
Register for free with a free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. Again, that's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So, as a reminder, here are the five steps to be a successful real estate investor. The first one is get an education. The second one is get a qualified mentor. The third one is build your real estate investing team. The fourth one is sit down and set and pencil out all of your goals and your objectives. You do that with your mentor. And then the fifth one is you get into your first deal. And once you get the education, all of the craziness running through your mind dissipates. It goes away, because you become laser focused. And then when you add that mentor on top, somebody who's been there and done that, somebody that's helping you shape your future, it only reinforces the educational component. And then when you put quality people on your team that understand the fundamentals of the services that they provide, it is a combat multiplier for you. And once you figure out the direction you're going in, man, there's no stopping you. There really isn't. But there is, well, I don't want to use the word bad. Okay, I'll use the word bad. There's bad information out there on how to invest in real estate. I mean, I'm reading an article that today, I'm going to read you parts of this article that I found on the internet. I'm not going to tell you where I found it because I don't want you going there and getting bad habits. Yeah, this article is full of what I consider not disinformation, but it's misinformation. All right, let me give you the background of the author. The author is a lady by the name of Ruth, and the bio goes like this. It says, trading three decades of financial publishing experience in the corporate world for a life of personal and financial freedom as a freelancer in 2012, Ruth is passionate about helping others take control of their personal finances and to become aware and educated on their options as self-reliant individuals. Okay, I'm cool with that. It goes on to say this. Disenfranchised with the high cost and lackluster performance of her IRA, college savings, and other retirement accounts handled by a full-service broker, Ruth moved her retirement money to a self-directed IRA in 2015. Okay, so you know what? I'm on board with you, Ruth. I mean, you know, you finally saw the light and you decided to, you know, do your own thing. I get that. It goes on to say this. Ruth holds a Master of Science in Finance from a very good school. She went to Johns Hopkins Carey School of Business back in 1991, and she has a business management degree from the University of Maryland that she earned in 1984. Okay, so she's well-educated, and, you know, she had three decades of experience in financial publishing before she bailed on the corporate world. But where in here does it say that Ruth is a highly educated and highly successful real estate investor? I didn't see it. I did not see it. It's not in the write-up that this article provided about her. Now, let's get into this article. Now, the first thing I've got to point out is when an article starts off with this phrase, advertising disclosure, this article post contains references to products or services from one or more of our advertisers or partners. We may receive compensation when you click on links to those products or services. Well, what that tells me is that the article was written to promote the products and services that the organization is partnered with. And that's not a bad thing. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, capitalism is a great thing. I think capitalism is wonderful. I really do. I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, to be in fairness, let's be fair. One of the things that we do on this radio show is we try and point you to Lifestyles Unlimited because we know that when you get there, you're going to get the education, the mentoring, the ability to create the teams, the desire to set your goals and objectives, and we can get you focused on that first rental property. We can. We absolutely can. Now, the article says this. It says, sit down with any financial advisor, and regardless of the size of your portfolio, you're likely to be told the importance of reducing investment risk through portfolio diversification. Well, we like to say that diversification is de-worsification. I didn't make that up. Warren Buffett said that. Basically, what Warren Buffett said was this: put all your eggs in one basket and then guard that basket. Make sure nobody takes it or kicks it over. Yeah. The article goes on to say this. It says, that includes adding 13 to 20% in real estate, an asset class that's not directly correlated to the stock market. Except when we get into this article, you'll hear that the tune changes a little bit. Real estate investing takes many forms, from passive involvement to acquiring and rehabbing properties. Here's our comprehensive how to invest in real estate guide. And they break it down into six categories, kind of like what I did. I broke our focus down into five categories. They break theirs down into six. The first one is this. They say, line up your cash and your financing options. Okay. All right. Probably a good idea to understand, you know, where your money's at, what you're planning on doing. Maybe get with a couple of lenders. I get that. Number two, start slow with passive investing in real estate. Now, I've got a problem with that statement, because that statement, start slow, is absolutely 180 degrees opposite of one of our core competency philosophies at Lifestyles Unlimited. You see, we believe that you can't get rich slow. You can't do it. I mean, heck, let's go to my interview yesterday with Josh. One of the things that Josh told us was he made a lot of money investing in real estate as a Lifestyles Unlimited investor, but he kind of took the slow road. And when I asked him, hey, Josh, what if you could go back 10 years? What if you could go back and change something, change how you approach real estate investing? What would be the result? And he said, man, that's multi-millions of dollars. And he flat out told me, you know, I went too slow. I realized the error in my ways. I've made a lot of money, but I could have made so much more money. Yeah. Okay. Their step number three is take an active role with active real estate investing. All right. We'll get into that. Number four, become a real estate expert. Okay, sounds like in there, they're going to talk about you going out and getting an education. Then they say step number five is connect with other real estate investors to fast track your learning. Okay, we believe in that. We believe that you need to assemble around you like-minded people. That means getting to know other people. That means networking. That means, you know, learning from others who have gone before you, and then as you go forward, turning around and helping those that come behind you. That's our concept. And the final thing they said was, know the risks in real estate. Okay, so I've given you their top six. I gave you my top five. I will tell you right up front that our top five blows theirs away. But when we come back, I'm going to get into their six, and well, it's going to get interesting. We'll be back right after this.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So we're discussing some of the ineffective advice that is out there on the internet with regards to real estate investing. And I've got an article today that just kind of put my hair on fire, and I'm going to talk about it now. We're just going to get into this article. Now, to recap, if you're just joining the show, what I pointed out was this. There's really five basic steps you need to follow to be a successful real estate investor. The first one is you have to obtain a quality education from an educational entity like Lifestyles Unlimited that is focused on giving you the information you need on the asset classes that make the most sense for investing. And that's pretty much it right there. Number two, you have to find a mentor, somebody who can guide you in the path that you're trying to follow. Number three, you have to build your team. You have to surround yourself with quality people that provide services that are necessary for you to operate your business. Number four, you have to sit down and figure out what your goals and objectives are, because those are the guiding light to get you moving forward. And your mentor, step number two, by the way, is pivotal in helping you to shape those goals and objectives. And step number five is just turn you loose, get you on to your first deal, whether that's single family, whether that's multifamily, however you do it. That's the way real estate investing needs to work. That's the way it works for us at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what eliminates all the noise out there and allows us to focus on what's important. But let me get back into this article. So the first thing that they recommend you do is line up your cash and financing options. Yeah. Okay, so figure out how much money you've got and then go out and, I don't know, find lenders? I don't know. Let's see what they say. They say, real estate is an expensive investing option and you need some cash and access to funding. All right, well, I don't know about that first statement, but yeah, you do need some cash. I will give you that. And you do have to have the right lenders on your team. It says, if you're purchasing a rental property, plan for, now get this, a minimum down payment of 20%. Ruth says there is no zero down payment mortgage programs for investor properties. Yeah, she's technically right. She says you should plan on a minimum down payment of 20% of the purchase price. Okay, that's if you go in and use a conventional loan to buy a piece of property and you just put 20% down because all you're doing is you're working with a conventional lender. She doesn't address the concept of hard money. That is one of our techniques. That's one of the things that we do. When you come to a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, we're going to talk about how we buy real estate. We're going to talk about how we use hard money to acquire assets, which allows us to keep the amount of money out of pocket at a minimum without putting 20% down. See, we're allowed to use that hard money asset to acquire and address repairs. And that was her second point that she made. She said, the initial cost of upgrades and repairs. She says, buy below market value to get some instant equity. Okay, I'd agree with you there. But be prepared that bargain price properties typically need repairs. Okay, yeah, I agree with you, Ruth. You'll need to bring the property up to the point where it can be profitably tenanted. So my thought process here is she still hasn't addressed the concept of buying using hard money assets. In other words, using hard money to acquire and repair the property. The approach that she is presenting is put at least 20% down on a distressed property and then whip out that checkbook and start putting more money into repairs. That's not how we do it. That is not how we do it at all. As a matter of fact, let me just share with you a deal that came across my desk today. This came from Trey, one of the realtors that I've cultivated. He's on my team. And basically he says, look, I've got a property out there that after repair should be worth $131,000. We can get it for $88,000. And if you use hard money to do this, your estimated cash out of pocket for the entire transaction to do the hard money, to do the conventional financing is about $20,750. Yeah. Yeah. Now, what Ruth would suggest is this. She would suggest that you buy the thing for $88,000 and you're going to put 20% down, which means you're going to need $17,600. So that's a little bit less than what Trey is suggesting. But the key thing here is this. This property is going to take probably about $40,000 in repairs. So by using hard money to acquire and do the bulk of the repairs, we're keeping our cash out of pocket at $20,000, and then we'll do a conventional loan on the back end to refinance that hard money into long-term financing. This property has the potential to throw off $423 a month, and Trey is usually conservative, so what I know is that a property probably has potential to return more money per month. The cash on cash return is 24.5% just on that deal. That's based on the fact that you're going to get $423 a month. You're going to annualize that, and that's going to come in to a number of a little over $5,000 a year. That's giving yourself a $5,000 a year raise by investing $20,750. So that's, you basically divide that that cash outlay, and that's where he came up with the 24.5. I came up with 24.6. So I don't know, you know, half of this, dozen of that. How's that work? Six of this, half a dozen of the other. All right, let's get back into this thing. She says, licensing and inspection fees. Most states require rental properties to be inspected for safety hazards and licensed. Okay, so what? Big deal. You just schedule that. It's not that hard. Not every place does it. You just need to know the rules of the city or the county you're operating in. It's not hard to understand that information. The people you put on your team will know that information. The educational program you go through should help you understand that. All right, now here's one that just my socks got blown off. So she says this: the cost of vacancy. There'll be months during which tenant turnover, for example, you won't receive a rental income. You'll still need to pay the mortgage, the taxes, the insurance, the homeowners association fees, and other holding costs. Are you kidding me? Months? Months? We don't wait months in between residents transitioning out and new residents coming in. We really don't. Months means that you've got issues with the property. Months means you've invested in an area that doesn't support good workforce housing. You've made a selection flaw if it takes you months to rent out your property. Oh, and by the way, we follow a philosophy called best product at the best price for the best people, which means we fix our properties up. We get them to like new condition. In other words, anything that could go wrong in the next 5 years, we repair or we replace it. And if the numbers don't work, when we do the back of the napkin, and we teach you how to do all this stuff, it's not that hard. If the numbers don't work, you just pass on the property. It's as simple as that. If you're going months between residents, you're doing something terribly wrong. And in which case, you got to go back to your education, because your education probably gave you some bad information. Hey, more on this article when we come back right after this.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. You know, it's starting to dawn on me that I'm not going to get through this entire article. I mean, I'm barely getting through the first section, and I'm just having issues with the information that is being presented. And if you're just joining the show, what I'm talking about is some of the ineffective information that exists out there on the internet. I mean, if you're somebody that is interested in real estate investing, you've heard that real estate investing is the way to go. You've heard that 70 to 80% of all the multimillionaires out there in America have accomplished that by using real estate as the catalyst to do that. And you want to get a piece of the action. The concern I have for you is this. You have to be careful where you go for information. Now, there's some places out there that have good information, but you have to sort through some of the bad information in order to get to the good stuff. I will be very clear with you and say that the way you get through all of that is you join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, I just said it. Come be a part of our organization. Come be a member in what we do. We're a member-based organization. We're all focused on real estate investing. We're focused on doing the things that we need to do to change our lives so that we can position ourselves to be at a place of retirement. And we do that using the passive income that comes from our real estate investments to offset our ordinary expenses in life. And when we do that effectively, when we have enough passive income coming in to offset those expenses, we have effectively retired ourselves. And our educational program is designed to teach you how to do this in 5 years or less. Not 20 years, not 30 years, not 40 years, 5 years or less. Now, some of you might need a little more time, and that's okay. So maybe it takes you 7 years. But that is a lot better than the 30-year game plan that you're on right now. Let me jump back into this article. It's dawning on me that I can't get too in-depth in this thing because, well, we just don't have a lot of time left. So let me get into their step number two, which was start slow with passive investing in real estate. And I tell you, when you invest in real estate, you shouldn't go slow. You should go at the velocity that is safe and acceptable for you. Get your money invested correctly. Start getting the return. Start getting the benefit of appreciation. Start getting the benefit of equity capture. Start getting the benefit of the tax advantages. Get that principal pay down. And more importantly, get that cash flow coming in. And if you're investing in multifamily, work on the things to increase your net operating income so that you can force appreciation up on that property and therefore increase the value and thereby either refinance that property and pull your money back out or just go ahead and sell it. Yeah. That's what we teach you. We teach you everything I just said right there. So let's get into what she's saying. She's saying invest in a REIT, which is a real estate investment trust. Now, the problem I've got with REITs is this. REITs tend to only produce 10 to 12% cash on cash on a yearly basis. Okay. And, you know, you might be thinking, well, you know, 10 to 12%, that's not bad money. Well, I just told you about a deal earlier in the show where you can go and invest in a property that's producing 24% cash on cash, okay, 24.6% cash on cash, and that's only one of the five ways you're going to make money in that property. A REIT doesn't give you all of those benefits. And more importantly, REITs have a lot of fees built into them, and you don't see those fees because those fees are absorbed pre-distribution. In other words, all those fees are paid out, which lowers the returns, and what you get is the leftovers. And you don't get the benefit of making money the five ways people like me and my 50,000 friends at Lifestyles Unlimited make money in real estate. Here's another one. She says, invest in real estate mutual funds. She says, real estate mutual funds are a popular way to add real estate diversification, again, diversification, to your portfolio without actually owning property or understanding much about buying, selling, or managing specific properties. I mean, that statement right there tells you why you should not be investing in those things, because you don't know what you're doing. I think what she meant to say was, if you want to be lazy about real estate investing, just invest in a REIT. Just invest in a real estate mutual fund. Yeah, I'll tell you what. not the right way to go. Now, here's another one. She talks about investing in properties via a real estate crowdfunding. Now, if you haven't heard about crowdfunding, basically, it is a platform. There are different platforms out there that provide online marketplaces for investing in a variety of real estate opportunities. I mean, there are probably hundreds of them out there that you can choose from. And you can choose from everything along the lines of, you could invest in real estate loans, you can invest in single family homes, you can do all these different ways of crowdfunding. But the problem I have with crowdfunding is this. It's really no different than the other two methods that we talked about. And the concern I have is that crowdfunding sites require you, most of them do, not all of them, but most of them require you to be an accredited investor. And what's an accredited investor? Well, I mean, I think the SEC is working on changing the rules. But basically, just to give you an idea, it's an individual with an annual earned income exceeding $200,000 and a net worth greater of $1 million. I mean, excluding their primary residence, there's if you want to look up accredited investor, go to SEC's website. You'll get all of the legitimate rules for that. And the reason they want you to be accredited is because they make you responsible for doing all the due diligence on them. So you have to analyze everything they provide. You also need to find and study any relevant information that they don't provide. And you have to research the crowdfunding management personnel and policies because they're all different. They all have different business rules. And again, the problem I have with these is they strip off all of the benefits of investing in real estate, and they turn around and they pay you, you know, some kind of return, whatever they pay you. Why not just invest your money into a single family home and make money five different ways? We'll show you how. It is not that hard. It is not hard at all. Here's another one. She says, purchase pre-vetted rental properties. Yeah. Now, what she's talking about is a concept called turnkey properties, where everything is all done for you. You don't have to do any rehabbing. You don't have to fix the toilets. You don't have to do anything to the property. You just basically buy it, and there's a resident already plugged into that property with a lease. Now, I'll tell you what. The problem with turnkey properties is this. You're paying full retail price. You're not buying those at a discount. You are paying a premium for the fact that you get to be lazy. I will tell you this. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll get a chance to meet Greg and Nicole Scott. Now, they are great people. Nicole is one of our multifamily mentors. Greg teaches our financial freedom course. They're multimillionaires. They've retired themselves with real estate. But when they first started investing in real estate, they thought that was the way to go. And you know what they told me? They told me on this radio show, lousy returns. That's right. They received lousy returns. And they went on to say this. They said, you know, once they started buying single family properties, the Lifestyles Unlimited way, it completely changed their focus. It completely turned around their investment strategy, because now all of a sudden they were making good money on those properties that they invested in that weren't turnkey. So they got rid of the turnkey properties, and they are now, well, they are now focused in the multifamily space because they're doing very, very well there. And I'll tell you this, when they started investing the Lifestyles Unlimited way in single family properties, they didn't fix any toilets in the middle of the night because they didn't need to, because we showed them the proper way to get a property up and running so that you can attract the best people for the property. The key thing here is this. It all goes back to education. It really does. Now, I can talk about more stuff in this article, but I'm kind of out of time. So let me just leave you with these parting words. The five steps you need to accomplish to be a successful real estate investor. Get a quality education. Get a great mentor. Build your real estate investing team. Sit down, outline your goals and objectives, figure out where you're trying to get to. And then once you've got that all sorted out, and it doesn't take very long to do this, trust me, get into your first real estate investment. And if you want to get started now, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.